I'm hoping you've done the experiments and are now exploring living from the reality of who you really are. As you know, you are now seeing your true self perfectly. It doesn't matter whether you're in a good or a bad mood, your no face is always clear. And if you're ever in any doubt about the accessibility of your true identity, simply do the pointing experiment. But how do you remember to be aware of your no face in everyday life? If you want to remember, you will. If you feel it's important, you will find yourself seeing who you really are more and more until it becomes normal and natural. In fact, if deep down the source within you wants to be awake to itself, nothing can stop it. This awareness will keep bubbling up to the surface until you're practically always on the boil. And when the seeing isn't on the front burner, then it'll be on the back burner, and you can always move it into the forefront of your consciousness whenever you want. Sometimes people find it helpful to put time aside for the sole purpose of being aware of their true self. This is, of course, what a workshop is about, what this workshop is about. You are being reminded the whole time to see and be who you really are. Of course, you don't have to go to a workshop to be reminded of who you really are. If you find it helpful, you can set time aside in other ways. Some people like to sit quietly for a few minutes every so often, with no other purpose than being aware of their true self. On the other hand, you can bring this awareness into any situation, into any activity, as the experiments indicate. You will soon begin to find that each time you drive your car, you become aware of the stillness in which the scenery moves. Or each time you're on the phone, you become aware that both voices are in one silence, in one consciousness. Quite quickly, seeing who you really are becomes a reflex reaction. If, for example, a problem arises in your life, you find yourself automatically seeing you are space for the problem and turning to the source for guidance. For many people, I include myself, it's helpful to share this seeing with others. When I'm with friends who are also aware of being headless, it's in the air. We may speak about it and share our insights, but even if we don't, it's going on underground, non-verbally. The face of a friend who is seeing who they really are is a great reminder to see who you really are. Of course, any face soon becomes a reminder of your true self, whether or not that person is seeing who they really are. Experiment. When you're with others, see that you're empty for them. When you're walking or traveling in a bus or car, see that you're still whilst the scenery moves. When you're lying in bed at night, be aware you have no boundaries. You're not contained. Eating. See your food vanish into the emptiness, which is then flooded with taste. Making love. See that you're empty for your lover, that all happens within your vast being. Starting a new project, be the space from which inspiration flows. Or facing a problem, see that you don't face a problem. You are capacity for it, the fertile emptiness from which a solution will in time emerge. Experiment trusting this fertile emptiness. It doesn't necessarily come up with the solutions you would have chosen, but there will be wisdom in what it does come up with. And of course, don't believe me. Test this for yourself. If you are interested in looking further into the philosophical side of this inquiry and how it makes sense in all kinds of ways, then I recommend the books of Douglas Harding. You can buy them through our website. Finally, feel welcome to get in touch. You can do so via the website. The address is headless.org. Let me know how you get on with living consciously from your emptiness. If you can make it to a workshop, it would be a pleasure to meet you, face to no face. But if we don't get to see each other's faces, then we can always see each other's no face whenever we choose. Here in this clearness, we are one, forever and ever. So, goodbye for now, and enjoy seeing and being who you really are.